Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The world is in peril. It's chaos everywhere. We're not covering any of it because we're too stupid.
You're black, right?
Right.
Allegedly.
Robert Paul Champagne.
All it takes for rappers to join pickleball is for Michael Jordan to make some Jordans for pickleball.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
You sound like every gay in Manhattan.
I feel gay.
Try it out.
Are washcloths for the pores?
How much is it going to hurt again?
What's going on?
Ever heard of the Pulitzer Prize? We sure haven't. Go to YMHStudios.com to get your tickets right now.
Oh, it's just dongs?
Not total dong.
Oh, total dong. Total dong. That's what they should've, Mr. Total Dong.
That's what they should have named this motherfucker, the Total Dong Show.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, dude? Coming to y'all live from Austin, Texas. It's your boy, live at YMA Studios. You already know, I got the Booth Boys with me. How y'all doing, fellas?
Yo, yo.
Great. Up, good to see you, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for coming in. On the weekend.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers, we don't work on weekends, man.
Anytime. Yeah. Man.
Just had a snake in here, too.
I know. It's fucking snake. I thought it was a fucking toy, man.
Oh, hell no.
You about to kill him.
No, no, no. Got
him. Oh, man.
He's cool as hell, though.
Man, get the hell, man.
You don't like snakes on me?
No, I don't want that in my face. I thought it was a toy.
That'd be a cool,
you know,
some
y'all
cool,
always got some,
you want
bags
some jewelry? You want a bracelet? You want a bracelet?
That's that Texas shit, man. You know I got small dogs and shit, man. That shit be scary, man. They say you got to really be watching out, man. You got small dogs and shit, like snakes and shit be in your backyard. You don't know, the motherfuckers pop out, bite they ass or some shit. I seen the other day, it was a fucking big ass fucking bird came and picked the little dog up, man. Dropped that motherfucker down. It was a carcass. All right, man. I got my boy. I got my brother up in the house, man. Got Zalupas in the house. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Thank you for coming through, man. Yeah, man. We've been talking about you being on here, man.
How
you out in Texas hanging with me at the crib and shit, man?
Man, watching Hard-Boiled Eggs
oh,
by
yeah.
Mountain Dew.
We was watching King Cobra, man. This motherfucker dog.
That nigga nasty, dog.
King Cobra, I told y'all, man, he deep. He deep in his addiction. He's so deep. He in the level I never been to.
He dying soon. I give 2 weeks to 2 years.
No, man. So this motherfucker, I told y'all, he making his own liquor now. I guess it's a cheaper thing. But if you see all the ingredients this motherfucker be getting, this motherfucker can actually fucking buy some fucking like cheap 5 o'clock gin or some shit like that, man. This motherfucker, he making his new batch. This motherfucker put chocolate syrup, Reese peanut butter cups, 2 cups of sugar, a whole bottle of honey.
That's more than snacks.
Reese peanut butter cups, bacon bits, bananas, and then topped it off with some mango juice. This shit looked like a bottle of shit. And the thing about it is that he, you know, you making fucking, like, this is like prison hooch, man. He's making fucking, like, you supposed to let this shit sit and ferment. Look, no, this ain't the drink combo. It's put mead. Yeah there
mead.
You go. He making his fucking
new
mead.
Flavor of mead.
Dog, he's making, dog, if you go, dog, man, it's too crazy, man.
That shit gonna have your stomach hurt, man. My stomach started bubbling as soon as he make a concoction. He's trying to shake it up, but it's just sludge.
But this is the newest what he's making, man. This was the recent one he made. But the thing is about it, you gotta let this shit sit for like months or some shit. He can't even help it. He started drinking this shit in like 10 days. This nigga's gonna get botulism, man. We talked about this, man. And then I don't even think Tampico will fucking ferment. Like, you gotta be using like real like juice type shit, man. And then you know his teeth fucked up. I feel like as soon as he drink that shit, it's like instant toothache. We ain't gonna see his ass for 2 days.
He eating with it. He's chewing with his lips.
Yeah. And then the other day, man, we was watching the motherfucker. The other day, man, he's so caught up in sticking it to the trolls. And you know they always sending them, they sending them troll shit. So they sent them a Big Mac, but it didn't have no meat on it. It was a Big Mac. I don't think it's gonna come up, but it was they sent them a Big Mac with just mayonnaise, lettuce, mac sauce, and extra salt. And he's like, "Fuck it, man." They sent him some cat food. He put the cat food on the Big Mac and ate a cat food Big Mac, man. It was the nastiest shit I ever saw, man. And he devoured that motherfucker too, man. Like his taste buds has to be gone. Yeah, look.
This shit's
trite.
Look then at he the has cat. To talk about the
what really gets me is the aftertaste.
Like what? He talking about look at his lip. Watch this. He cutting it with his lips.
Cause his teeth hurt. He don't fucking brush his teeth, man. Then you drinking that meat. Look at him. He's sticking it to the trolls, man. I really feel like, but this face right here he's making is the look of regret, though. Like he's really regretting.
You should not eat cat food, but I'm doing this just to own my trolls because it's hilarious. I don't gotta send my trolls cat food, saucy sandwiches to fuck with them. I'm already inside their head.
Look, he feels like he winning with this, but this is. I mean, I guess you is Cobra. You is winning, man. Eat all the fucking cat food that gets sent because it's one of the most entertaining things on the internet to me. Going right, look, he don't stop. He loves it.
Man.
I love you, can't.
He trifle.
You can't stop, man. Shouts out to King Cobra, man. You are that's most definitely what's up.
He's about to die, girl.
That's most definitely what's up. All right, man. We'll jump into some of these Ask Dannys. You can always hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. Also, you can send them voicemails through at 512-522-9256. That's 512-522-9256.
Ask Danny.
And first up, we got funny rappers, which I feel like me and Zaloopers can talk about. I think people consider us to be funny rappers.
Yeah.
We'll be some funny rappers. But what's up, Danny? I believe that you are one of the funniest rappers right now. So I couldn't help but notice that you're following RXK Nephew.
That's my boy.
Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise since I believe he's one of the funniest rappers recently. What are some artists or rappers from personal experience or not that you think are hilarious? Much love to you and the Booth Boys.
Man.
Yeah, you actually put me up on RSK Nephew, who has been killing it. But he got one song, man, that's really dark, man.
Man, Slither Man.
Yeah, it's
Slither
like,
Man.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's really like you feel that shit. Like, man.
But I feel like that's what.
No, it's the woman he's talking about his mama and shit and coming up in the hood and all that shit.
Man, he got a lot.
Yeah,
like
he got
that.
A lot. I guess that's.
But that's one thing about funny rappers. They got the best of both worlds. It's like it get real dark and then it get real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I think that's what a lot of shit is. You just can't be all just emo and dark shit. So you use the humor to kind of like lighten the mood. You know, that's all. I think that's just a Detroit thing. Well, that's where we come from. We'll joke on the motherfucker about some of the darkest shit in their fucking life. But to me, one of the funniest rappers, I think I know Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
Q was like one of the funniest mother. Every time I've been around Q, man, we have a fucking blast, man. Q is one of the funniest motherfuckers I know, man. Like, I mean, he be talking his gangster shit and all that shit too, but he's a silly motherfucker, man, to hang around, man. And I mean, y'all obviously seen how we interact when we together and shit. So yeah, but Q's probably one of the funniest rappers to me. Like, he can definitely do comedy. Like, when people always talk about I can do comedy and shit, I think Q would definitely be hilarious at doing comedy and shit.
Tebe funny as hell.
Yeah,
too.
I was about to say Earl.
Tebe
too.
Is funny as hell.
Yeah. Earl Sweatshirt, he's a funny motherfucker, even though, you know, some of his lyrics don't is not much comedy in his music. But I think earlier Earl though, it was a lot of funny shit.
Yeah, in his music.
But now, you know.
But he's just funny as a person.
Yeah, as a person. Now always fucking laughing and joking
and
shit.
Yeah, that's the new picture.
And he gets the humor. That's one thing about Tebe and shit. He just gets the fucking humor and shit. Like, I remember hanging out with him when we was in Australia and shit, and fucking, we just fucking was laughing and shit every fucking day, man. Well, I'm trying to think, who else? Because I feel like a lot of rappers are some funny motherfuckers, man. Like, niggas ain't fucking, like, introverts and shit.
Let me see.
But yeah, man. But I would say Q for me. Q for me is like, Kendrick! Shit, if you ever been around that motherfucker, man, that motherfucker is hilarious, man. He's a fucking instigator, man. That's what he is. They all know that about his ass. He's the number one instigator shit starter, man. Kendrick is a hilarious motherfucker.
Zach Fox.
Yeah, but Zach, I think that's a given. I think motherfuckers know that's a funny motherfucker. Like, you could just see him. And he does comedy, too. So who, Zach Fox, yeah.
Oh, man, Zach the funniest.
Yeah, he is, man. The top.
But see, like, I don't even know what the, like, that, just like you, like, I don't know. I know you're a rapper, but you do so many other things. Like, I can't really put him in that category.
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
saying.
But he's like, the funniest. That's the funniest motherfucker ever.
I remember we was hanging out at Thundercat Crib.
Man, me, them him, two together.
Me, him, and Zach. And we got so fucking fucked up, and we was going out to some comedy spots. And I think, man, we was in the Uber, and it was just me and him in the back of the Uber, and we was just laughing and joking so fucking hard the Uber driver couldn't even keep his composure. He was in that motherfucker down there getting in car accidents laughing at us, man.
Man.
So yeah, Zach is a funny motherfucker, man. Shouts out to Zach Fox, man. Yeah, he's a silly motherfucker, man.
Zach is the funniest.
Like, he's funnier than me. I mean,
he's
obviously,
he's funny.
I mean, you know, you can hear it in his music, man. He makes some of the fucking funniest songs ever. And then his fucking album covers, man.
Man, that's what be really killer bee. The that's black and mild joint.
Yeah, the toe with the chicken bone.
Mm-hmm.
That's one, man, when you listening to that and you just see that motherfucker, you just see that like on your screen and shit. It's hard for me to like,
that
man.
Shit bump. That shit bump. You know that shit about to hit.
I can't look at my fucking screen if I'm listening to that shit, man. But man, shouts out to Zach, man. I need to hang out with Zach, man.
Man, soon.
All right, man. Next up we got waiting to break up for a toy. Hey, Danny and the Booth Boys. I'm a 23-year-old trans girl that's been in a heavily toxic relationship with another trans girl who about 2 years now. Damn. I'm fairly sure she's cheating on me, and our relationship started because she cheated on her boyfriend at the time with me. That aside, I've checked out the relationship because I'm tired of begging for communication. I'm only staying with her because she said she'd give me her Steam Deck for my birthday. Should I wait until she gives me the deck?
Hell no. Get your own Steam Deck, man. You about to be going through turmoil.
She gives me the deck. Or to get back at her, or I'm just being ass. Love you. Also, trans girls love the album. We ain't scared. Trans people are my friends. Transphobes, you can catch these hands. But as a person that owns a Steam Deck, yeah, wait for the Steam Deck. Fuck what Zaluber talk about. He ain't got no Steam Deck.
I don't even
deck.
Know what the fuck a Steam Deck is. I'm just like, fuck that shit.
Don't take his advice for this, man. Listen to me, man. You got
what is that?
It's a handheld gaming console.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you can do emulators, man.
I don't play video games. I don't know nothing about it.
Listen to me as a Steam Deck owner. Your life will never be the same again. It's hours and hours upon entertainment. I actually lost my Steam Deck one time, and it was like I felt like I lost my pet, man. I was crying and shit. I was crying to sleep. I fucking couldn't really sleep at night. I was dreaming about the Steam Deck. And shouts out to the people at the Denver airport, because they found my Steam Deck and actually contacted me. And yeah, you know, sometimes you feel like you lose shit at the airport, it's gone forever. No, man, they hit you up. And they actually, I had to pay for the FedEx and all that shit. And they sent me my shit. And I got my shit back, man. And I will tell you like this. You know, as a person that used to smoke cigarettes all the time, I really used to, flights and shit used to be hell for me because I couldn't wait to get off to smoke a cigarette or smoke weed or whatever the fuck I was smoking. But now, since I got the Zens, and I got a Steam Deck. Me being on the plane is like me being in my bedroom at the crib, man. I ain't got no worries. I don't give a fuck what's going on. I sit in the economy now. I don't even need first class no more. It's all good. Right, I take chill. The middle seat. Well, I'm talking shit now. I ain't about to go that far. I'm just being too...
It's chill.
I'm going too far now. But I will say, man, the Steam... Yeah, baby. Wait for that Steam Deck. Fuck what that bitch talking about. Yeah, you definitely going to get back at her. You definitely going to get back at her with that because she going to be hot. She going to be hot. You take that Steam Deck and bounce up. All right. Next up, we got X Danny, Ghost and Demons. Hey, Danny, shout out to the Booth Boys. Are ghosts and demons cap? Like, do you think there's some paranormal shit out there? And if so, have you seen anything really creeped you out? Big Paulie from Indianapolis. I feel like any is the cap specialist, man. So, is ghosts and demons cap?
Nah, I mean, yeah, like spooky motherfuckers. Yeah, nah, that none of that shit. I mean, wouldn't they be killing motherfuckers by now?
You know but they saying? Can't touch you.
That's what I want right? to know.
Yeah. I'm so dumb. I remember one time I drank so much lean, and I thought I was dead. I was like, man, I thought I was dead, but I was just so high. I was just so zonked out. I was like, man, I can't be dead because I could touch myself. I was like, if I was dead, I'd be a ghost now, and I wouldn't be able to touch myself. Yeah, don't drink lean, man. Kids, it's bad. It's
man,
bad
this
for you.
Is retarded.
You never had no ghost shit happen to you? Like, no... fucking never seen like no ghosts and no
when
demons.
When I'm high, yeah. When I used to get high.
But sober, never no paranormal activity.
I fell in the shower this morning. Maybe that was a ghost. Oh, yeah. Fuck nigga, my kneecap up.
This nigga was taking a shower. I just heard shit go crazy. Just like, boo, 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 boo. I thought he knocked himself out. I wanted to go check on him. Like, man, but you know.
My kneecap fucked up
right now. I
didn't want
to bust in on him while he was in the shower and shit. But I'm like, man, I think I hear some more movement and shit. My bad, man. Yeah, it's a slippery shower, man. But
it was a ghost. Blue.
Yeah, that nigga pushed your motherfucking ass. Like, bitch, get up out of here. They actually said the rehab that I was in, it was like back in the day, it was like a school, a church or something full of kids or something like that. Mm. But it burnt down with a whole bunch of kids in it. And they saying the shit was haunted ever since. And every now and then, you know, you'll see some creepy shit. Mm. I mean, once they told me that, I felt like, you know, I got a little bit scared and shit and felt like I seen creepy shit. But as far as ghosts and any like paranormal activity for me, I never really seen nothing, but I feel like I've felt shit before. Mm. You know, like you just feel something, you know? I've had that, what's that, sleep paralysis or some shit like that?
Yeah, that shit the worst.
Yeah, that's a ghost jujitsu. That's a ghost putting you in a motherfucking a rear naked
get
choke.
Your ass a nigga.
Yeah, that's a ghost putting you in a rear naked choke. So yeah, I believe, I don't want to say I believe in ghosts because once you say that, that's when you're going to see them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say it's cap. Because I don't fuck with none of that haunted shit. Like me, I don't go to no haunted houses. Like
I don't like the.
I don't watch horror movies. It's my like girl love horror movies.
You playing
and shit
too much at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I don't watch none of that shit.
I don't want to see all that shit. Your guts all open, splatter everywhere. Like, I got a body. I ain't trying to see all this shit.
A horror movie for me is watching King Cobra eat that fucking cat. Man. That cat food Big Mac. You know what I'm saying?
That's the aftertaste is what kills it.
He's like, he's nasty as hell.
Dog, shouts out, man. All right.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up, we got a group of rap goats. Hey, Danny, if you could create your own rap group out of any rappers, any era, any genre, who would be in it? Ty from Virginia. See, this the thing is about, you know, when you try to make a fantasy league of rappers and shit like that. It's all about being in a group is one of the hardest things because you have to have, like, cohesion. It has to be, like, chemistry there. Mm-hmm. And, like, some of my favorite rappers are, like, from different shits and then be like, now I can create, like, a producer-rapper combo. You know, that I would love to see work together type shit. But as far as, like, me creating, like, a fantasy league of rappers, I wouldn't. But I guess if I have to do it, I mean, just for me being. But I feel like this group would have chemistry. And it would be, I would take Nas and AZ. I would take Ghostface and Raekwon and Mobb Deep. And I would put them together. And that's some old nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? But who would you pick, Z?
Man. See, I would try to mix the old with the new, but like what you just said, it would fuck it up.
Yeah.
But, damn. It's hard to pick the new niggas now because a lot of that shit don't be hitting like that. So, I mean, damn, that's a hard question.
I mean, pick the new niggas and old niggas. Just who would you want to see shit rap together?
I would pick a wonky. I'd put RX Nephew with Jay-Z in the group just to be on some wild shit. And I would put
All right, Nephew and Jay-Z.
Yeah, just to be on some rake. I just want to hear what it sound like. You know what I'm saying? I would want to hear what it sound like. And I would pick
I would love to hear a Jay-Z and NBA YoungBoy song.
That would be crazy.
If I can put
like, that would be crazy
because I feel like they can do some shit.
Yeah, that shit would be tight.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
Because when he wrapped up that Jay-Z beat, I was like, oh, this nigga got range.
He got bars.
He got bars.
I fuck with that.
All right, so we got a freestyle. Let's watch this freestyle, see what this motherfucker talking about.
Oh, shit.
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
We'll just segue. Right,
this is a perfect beat for this.
He off the perk like 30.
Gnarly ass.
Yeah, you can tell about his voice.
Got a weird ass voice right now. Gonna put it on a weird ass beat. For the weird ass Danny Brown show. Shout out the Booth Boys, Danny Brown. Let's get it. Aye. This was one for the boys, the ones that locked in for show, locked in for real, locked in with the girl of the dreams. They think they gonna go up a hill, but actually you tripping down it, light, jack, and chill. Boy, for real, remember all the times you got fucking killed by a bitch? Like, wasted, GTA, wasted, you fucking dead in your head. Off your motherfucking meds, spazzing out your damn head. Going schizo, going schizo with the flow, going so hard, going sideways from wall to wall. I got the shit popping off, I got it popping off. I got them popping bottles, got models popping tags in the showroom. Bitch gonna get her drawers off in the showroom.
In the showroom.
Make some damn room. The kids coming through the damn booth. In a two-door coupe, riding with a 22 and a 22.
What is up with this bitch?
First of all, he said, remember when all the bitches killed you? If you got killed by all the bitches, how many times did you respond? And how many times did you dead? I know
we should talk about the funniest rappers in the world, man, but this motherfucker got to be one, man.
He's funny as hell.
He looked like he in the goon cave too, man. What the fuck is he got going on, man? Why he ain't got no shirt?
His face red as shit too.
Yeah, this definitely off the Perk 30. That was the Perk 30 freestyle.
He might have took one of them dives, them deep sea dives.
That nigga off the Ozempic. That's what he off. He took one of them dives, man. What would you rate this?
Man,
is this bar?
I wouldn't even rate this shit.
You think he trolling us?
I feel like he had to think about it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what worries me too. You know what I'm saying?
I think the beat was funnier than the rap. That beat was hilarious, man. What
could have been sweet if he took it serious, but the I got killed by all my bitches bar and he's still alive. I want to know what's going on with that.
I feel like he in the goon cave, man. It's some creepy shit.
He need to put on the shirt, man.
Yeah, and he had two hickeys on his chest, it looked like.
He got hickeys all over his face. His face red. He got hickeys all over
his face. What the fuck is going on, man? He talk about we the weird. You weird, motherfucker.
I ain't like that either, man. Yeah. So he gets the F. You know what I'm saying? He gets the F.
You weird. That was creepy, man. That's I don't want to, because I feel like that's how Bill and Narcs get started. That nigga gonna be like, man, niggas went off on me in the freestyle, man. Before you know it, this nigga at your doorstep. So man, he gets an A for me, man. A for effort. All right, man. All right, we're gonna jump into some white people shit. First up, we got golf.
White people shit.
Dear Danny, last week I met my girl family for the first time. She white and I'm a brother. When I met them, I learned that her dad and her brother play golf. I mean, they all day out hitting balls around. I've been wondering, is that white people shit? I ain't never seen or heard of a black man playing no damn golf. Peace, man, and love, Darius.
I think that's not white people shit. I think one of my best homies, Mexico, he played golf all the time. Mm-hmm. And then we got Tiger Woods. That's not white people shit.
Yes, Kubo Q play golf all the time. Yeah. I mean, golf is just an expensive sport, to be honest.
That's all. So I guess it is.
I mean, you having them fucking country club bills and all that kind of shit.
It is expensive.
You need some money to play golf. So no, that's just some baller nigga shit, to be honest. I mean, the motherfuckers... I mean, I go to Topgolf, you know. I like going to Topgolf. I mean, I'm not really an athletic sports, me or Z.
We don't. I hate sports. I don't watch them. The homie was asking me, like, so what about UT? I'm like, what's UT, cuz? He's talking about
Texas.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know shit about that, right, man? Like, what you think that Texas is going to do after that if they win or lose? I'm like, bro, I don't even know what UT is.
No, I've been following them. They've been, you know, since I've been here. I've been watching a little football here and there. But, as far as golf, yeah, golf is hard as fuck, man. I really feel like you just got to be a fuck. It's like mental, like a lot of like, I don't know, man.
I had a golf instructor when I was younger. His name was Mr. Binky.
Mr. Binky?
Yeah, he used to come every day with polo head to toe, polo shirt, polo hat, polo socks, polo pants. Like, that nigga was smeared up. He was going crazy.
But Mr. Binky.
Yeah, he was crazy.
They actually had golf in my high school, which was dope. So you can be on a golf team and shit, but... Yeah, golf, man, I just think that's just some baller people shit, man. You just got to have money. Ain't no golf courses in the hood or nothing like that. But you talking ain't no black people play golf. What about Tiger Woods? You can't, the Filipinos or whatever can't claim him like that. He has some brother in him. His daddy was knocking the bitches down. You ever seen that Tiger Woods document? Tiger Woods was a thirsty-ass nigga,
back
though.
Tiger Woods,
I read them texts, man. That nigga was tripping, man. That nigga was.
But he was getting shaded.
Yeah, he was getting shaded. And he just fucking bitches, man.
Man.
That nigga was slanging dick all around the world, man. Shouts out to Tiger, man. All right. Next up, we got, hey, Danny, I'm a southern white boy from the Appalachia Mountains in Tennessee. One of our favorite hobbies is taking toy Barbie cars and racing them downhill, watching guys crash or roll to glory, setting fastest times while we drunk our asses off. It's taking off a bit in Texas, too, from what I gather. I showed a compilation on YouTube to my black friend from Memphis, and he said it's the whitest shit he's ever seen. Have you seen it or got an opinion on it? Super stoked for 40 when it comes out. Love the show. Swin. What is a Barbie car? Like, I actually thought, like, a Barbie car. You know, she's had a pink Corvette, yeah, but obviously it's a type of car they race type shit, so. See, that's not a Barbie car. Barbie car real life. Extreme Barbie car racing. I mean, it's
that shit just look dangerous.
Yeah, that's definitely ain't no brothers out there risking it for the pain.
I wouldn't even do that shit.
I mean, what is the end goal? What do you win for this? Like, you know, like, you got to think about
your kneecap like mine. That's what you're going to win. You'll be fucked up.
But I can see the entertainment value in this. I like watching people get fucked up, like on some Jackass type shit. But,
oh, he went down the right way type shit.
Do they build these cars? They making these out of, like, the fucking, like,
Wait, are those like the cars for little kids?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You make it down to that hill, you're victorious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They get that adrenaline rush, man. He the man right now.
I broke my brother's nose on one of these one time.
Going downhill?
Yep.
Y'all was doing this shit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Yeah, so yeah.
Certified white people.
Yeah,
shit.
Chad co-signs it. Look, they loving it, too. Nah, man,
yeah,
I ain't...
picked it up. That's cheating.
I ain't doing no shit like this.
Yeah, that's cheating.
I mean, I'm just... I can't risk no broken bones or any injuries at this point in my life.
I don't want to go down nothing with wheels down the hill like that.
Oh, let's see this. Oh yeah, it's boulders and shit in the way. Ah, yeah, you drunk. Nigga gonna break your dick. You won. Nah, I'm definitely gonna check this shit out. I need this in my algorithm. This looked like something that I would be entertained by. So shouts out to you for putting me up on that, man. Yeah, I think this ain't no white people shit, really. This is crazy motherfucker shit. Like, this motherfucker that don't give a fuck about killing theyself.
Bro, he going so
You know
fast.
What I'm saying? I mean, I just don't see the goal, like the end game. You're not getting no bitches or no money from doing this
shit,
man.
This whole wheel alignment came off.
Yeah, look. All you got to do is make it to the finish line, I see. Like, well, there's a bitch right there, so I guess... I guess it's some Barbie car groupies, you know.
Barbie girls.
Yeah, some Barbie girls, you know. But no, that ain't what I'm trying to do in my life right now, man. That's just not what I'm on. All right. Next up, we got, hey, Danny, what up, Booth boys? One thing I believe is that Birkenstocks are white people shit. Also, the Stanley metallic cups have to be white people shit. Congratulations on scaring the hoes. Now, nigga, as a real nigga from the streets. Birkenstocks is some gangster shit.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, Roman times, they used to fucking stab and kill each other. What you think them niggas was wearing? It was Burks. A type of Birk. Yeah, it was a Birkenstock. That's the real official gangster shoe, man. So, no, man. And they're comfortable as shit, man.
What's
like,
the Stanley thing?
Stanley Cups, that's like, that's what they win when they win the hockey championships and shit, right?
Let me see this shit, man.
The Stanley Cup. But I don't know what the Stanley Metallic Cups.
Yeah, what's
is that like a...
I don't know what that
I'm
is.
I'm lost, yeah. So, yeah, obviously that's white people shit. I don't niggas know what that shit is. So, yeah, I don't think I know anything about that, man. Oh, that's a Stanley. Oh, just a.
No.
I'm thinking they're talking about like the real Stanley Cup, like hockey.
But we use those.
Yeah. I mean, that's a motherfucker that want to stay hydrated, man. No, I mean, yeah.
My mama, she loved them motherfuckers.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't think that's quite, but yeah, nah, man, you just, it's uncultured, man. Birkenstocks, man, that's some real gangster shit, man, and you got the Stanley Cup with you, man, you just trying to keep your hydration in order, man, so no, I ain't gonna say that. But if he's talking about the real, obviously he can't be talking about hockey. That's what I'm gonna go with. He can't just be talking about hockey. So that's that. All right, man. We good. We good. Yeah, Zeke. So what you working on, brother?
Man, so me and Black Noise got a project we working on, and then I got two other projects. One with Real Bad Man and one with my boy Dilla, but I think right now I'm just focusing on videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just making sure that.
And you just put this shit out with Quadi Diesel, that shit's fire.
Yeah. That we had that shit since the pandemic.
Oh, so okay.
We've been sitting on that.
So yeah, I can't wait to hear the Black Noise shit. You know Black Noise, that's the bro.
You own that joint.
Oh yeah.
That shit gonna be tight.
So that's
the
bro.
But you ain't heard. He just now sent me this shit. He's been holding it. I'm like, he just sent it to me like a couple days ago. So
all right. So we'll spin the wheel, get ready to get up out this motherfucker. Naked Attraction Show. Now, I think I seen some shit like this, if I'm guessing. This is where just when motherfuckers naked, right? And then the bitch got to just pick who she like just based on a motherfucker being naked, right?
Yeah. Did she fuck him? Because where else you going with this? I just got
I mean, yeah, you just seeing. I
oh,
think
that's
this
crazy.
Is like a, but just picking a man on his dong. You just a bitch waiting to get your heart.
This shit on TV?
I mean, I think it's like more of like a European shit.
It's on Max.
Is
it? Oh,
okay.
That's crazy.
You watched it before?
Yeah, I saw the first episode.
Ain't no dicks blurred out. It's just dongs.
Total dong.
Oh, total dong. Total dong. That's what they should have. It's the total dong.
That's what they should have named this motherfucker. The Total Dong Show.
Oh, man.
And do they reverse it and be a man got to pick off the pussies?
Yeah, they do that too.
I ain't picking no bitch based on pussy.
You can't tell. All pussy look the same. That's what my uncle told me that long ago. All pussy look the same.
I mean, I ain't going to say that.
Well, that's what he said. All pussy is the same.
I mean, I guess that's the motherfuckers that'll fuck anybody.
Well, he was a crazy motherfucker. So.
All pussy. I mean, I don't want to say I'm blurred. I mean, niggas just be out here standing. Oh, man.
That's crazy, man.
Just dong out. I mean, where you got to be at in your life of dating to want to do this show is next level to me, man. I ain't never been this thirsty.
They just got these niggas color coded and shit.
Look, this shit on porn sites and shit.
This shit is crazy.
Oh, man.
They look like Power Rangers, but naked.
Nigga out here with the elephants. Man, this shit, yeah. I mean, I'm as me as a person, man, that feel like I've been around the block a few times, I definitely can't pick a woman just based on the vagina or her body in general, man. Because people are bad people, man. You
exactly.
Just because of the way they look, man. I don't mean that they're not a fucking shitty person. So you know, like, so do they ask each other questions and shit like that? Like, can I get to know you, bitch?
That doesn't happen until the end, and it's very minimal.
Oh, so it's just like, all right, this dick.
They gotta
good.
Fuck right after this.
I'm picking it. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that's
this
all
is what
doing.
The whole shit is about. Because I mean, you know, bitches say some shit like that. Like, you know. You fall in love with a motherfucker, and next thing you know, he whip out that Peter shooter. You like, damn, man, I ain't know I was signing myself up for this, man. I wanted the long dong silver. So the bitches be like, I gotta know what the gift is before I unwrap it, type shit. You know what I'm saying? But for men, man, we ain't like that, man. I to be honest, man, shit, a bitch look good in her clothes. I guess if you put all the If you put the badonkadonks all in the window, do they show their ass?
Like, yeah, it's just so in the front.
They just put your booty in the window.
First they show genitals, and they have them turn around, and they see their ass. Then they reveal, like, their midsection and their breasts. Then they reveal their face. Then they talk.
Dang, what if you pick a motherfucker, then they whip that face out, and it's an ugly motherfucker. Like,
yeah,
that has happened?
Yeah.
You watched the whole season, Chad? You a freaky motherfucker?
Right, you talking about Andy Weiss type episode.
You only watched one episode?
Yeah, just the first one.
You had to check it out.
Tom was talking about it, so I was like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Nah, this ain't nothing I'm trying to, I don't know, man. That ain't nothing. I'm really, I don't know. This shit, that's some creepy aspect to that, man. I see some genitals. It's got to be just porn only, man. I ain't watching that shit for fun. Is it funny? Is it some comedic aspect
this
to
it? This shit seems morbid.
I feel like that's some shit that you would watch as a kid, you know, like a teenager or something like. Like the type of motherfuckers that watch Naked and Afraid and shit like that. Like, I would like to see an uncensored Naked and Afraid because the motherfuckers be having their ass on bear campfires and shit. And I think that's a little more entertaining. You know, They got to figure out, grab some leaves and shit, be walking around that motherfucker like Adam and Eve.
I think I seen this shit.
Yeah,
before.
That shit, yeah. You seen
this shit was lit. This shit was lit, though.
Naked and Afraid, that's just a different scenario. But just seeing a motherfucker just looking at somebody pussy and be like, I think this one right here, I think this that's the one. That pussy right there, the one.
You can't tell.
I mean, it don't work for men. I feel like it'll work probably for women. You know what I'm saying? But they just looking at a nigga like, I think I can take that one. Ain't that about a bitch?
That's
like,
crazy.
Hell no. And how do you feel? Just think about that blow to your self-confidence. You standing up there butt-ass naked and with your dong like, out, and the bitch be like, nah, I'm good on that one.
Nah, I'm straight, cuz.
I'm good on that.
Move around,
like, cause. Nah, yeah, move around. I ain't really tripping on that dick. You know what I'm saying? I be like, bitch.
Niggas just ripped the whole
part two. I'm on that motherfucker. I ain't about to be on there. I don't know how them niggas just whipping their shit out on soft,
man, that's
like that.
Crazy.
My shit'll be fully charged.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that shit.
I'll be wanking my shit on the side every time I'm popping up. My shit,
yeah,
popping up.
I'm gonna be ready.
I'll be leaking pre-cum and some more shit. Like, you about to see this motherfucker at the fullest potential, bitch. Like, you don't judge it like this. I'm a grower, not a shower, bitch.
Right.
You about to see this whole motherfucker, man. Goddamn, man. I think this is where we at in the world when they was talking about, like, when they was like, man, it's going to be hell on earth and God going to come back when,
man,
the
shit
gets bad.
Man, this shit is wicked as fuck.
This shit is wicked now, man.
Shit is getting wicked.
Like, back in the day, man, you fucking seen a phone sex commercial. You ain't even, the bitch would be laying on the bed fully clothed, shoes on, everything. You ain't even get to see no toes. Bitch be like, call me now. That was the most creepy, freaky shit you probably saw. But all right, man, we get up out this motherfucker, man. This shit is getting too freaky, man. I got to go. All right, man. Z, you got some shit you want to plug, man?
Shit, man. Bruiser Brigade. You already know what it is.
All right, man. We about to get up out this motherfucker, man. Love y'all motherfuckers, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back next week, same time. Peace out, brothers.